Hi everyone, welcome to our show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Mike.
So remember last time in our article or in our conversation,
Yes.
Patricia and Brendan were talking about their New Year's
That's
resolutions.
right. I made a New Year's resolution last night after we finished our filming.
What is it?
My resolution was to eat no junk food all year.
Oh, that's going to be a little bit difficult, but
Well,
I support you.
it is difficult. It was actually so difficult, I broke my resolution
Oh,
this morning.
no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I woke up this morning, I looked in my kitchen, I realized I didn't have any food because I forgot to go to the supermarket. So I went and I had fast food breakfast.
Uh-oh.
I feel so bad about myself right
It's
now.
okay. We have Chinese New Year's resolutions,
That's
right?
right. I can wait a few more months, get a little bit fatter, and then make a resolution.
That's
Thanks, Tiffany.
right. Right. So don't worry about it. I think right now it is the new year.
Yes.
I kind of have to forgive you. I haven't kept my resolutions as well.
Oh,
I'm waiting for that Chinese New Year resolution, so
no. I like that
it's all
idea.
right.
All right. We'll check
What?
in now with Patricia and Brendan because remember yesterday they were talking about their resolutions. We heard a lot about Patricia, but we didn't hear much about what Brendan has planned for the new year. So let's find out about that right now.
New year, new plan.
There is something, but I'm afraid to talk about it.
I'm your best pal, so don't be shy. I am all ears.
Don't laugh, but I really want to find a girlfriend.
Oh, you're looking for love this year.
I feel like a loser. Nobody likes me.
Don't be silly. I know a lot of girls interested in you.
Really? Why didn't you tell me sooner?
I didn't know you felt so troubled about it.
Will you help me out then?
Of course. It's a new year, so we should have a fresh start.
Shine, shine. Frank wasn't shy at all and became friends with everyone at camp. Frank wasn't shy at all and became friends with everyone at camp. Loser, loser. Nick is a loser because he's lazy and never tries hard. Nick is a loser because he's lazy and never tries hard. Interest, interest. Learning about the history of the old French buildings really interests me. Learning about the history of the old French buildings really interests me. Troubled, troubled. Mason was troubled after his car ran out of gas. Mason was troubled after his car ran out of gas.
Okay, so what does Brendan have for us today?
All right, Brendan then says, there is something, but I'm afraid to talk about it.
Ooh, a
Oh.
secret resolution.
Yeah, I wonder what it is though.
Okay.
What kind of bad things he's been
Ooh, I
doing.
hope it's exciting and juicy. When someone says they're afraid to talk about it, well, that means they don't want to say the words, right? So if his resolution is something he's afraid to talk about, well, it could be something scary,
Could be
but
like
I promise to steal more money from banks or something like that. But that would be a bad, bad, bad resolution. So it could be something he's shy about, something
Yeah,
very personal, right?
I think so.
Ooh, I'm interested. Are
Yeah,
you
I
interested?
am.
I
Let's
think
see what he
everyone's
says.
interested. Let's check it out. So Patricia says, I'm your best pal. Don't be shy. I'm all ears. Okay, so she's trying to pull the information out of him by making him feel more comfortable and feel safer to tell her, I'm your best pal. A pal, of course, is a friend. I'm your best friend. I care about you. Don't be shy, she says. Okay, I'm all ears. Now, that doesn't mean Patricia has turned into a giant ear.
Oh, that would be scary.
When you say you're all ears, it means you're listening very carefully. Oh, it's like your whole brain is focused on your ears because you're listening. You really want to know. We especially use this when someone is telling us news, right? Exciting news. So, did you hear what happened? No, I'm all ears. Please tell me, okay? And she also tells Brendan, don't be shy. If someone is shy, well, they're not very brave, and they feel kind of nervous around other people, and they don't really like talking very much when lots of people are listening to them. So that's the feeling of being shy. You know, when you see that little kid kind of hiding behind his mom or her mom when they're meeting another person, that little kid is hiding because they're shy, okay? They feel nervous and uncomfortable around other people or doing certain things. For example, we could say Frank wasn't shy at all and became friends with everyone at camp. So Frank wasn't shy at all and became friends with everyone at camp. Well, good for you, Frank, but it seems our friend Brendan here in our story is a little bit shy, which is why he's a little bit nervous to tell Patricia his resolutions. What is it?
Let's see. All right, so Brendan says, don't laugh, okay? Uh-huh. It's probably something embarrassing. Okay. He says, but I really want a girlfriend. Poor guy.
That's sweet.
Yeah. I mean, I guess he doesn't really have any good luck in the love department.
And they said he's shy.
Yeah.
Right? So maybe he feels nervous talking to girls.
I think that's kind of normal, though, when you're in, like, middle school or high school.
Sure.
So, you know. But, yeah, he doesn't really have any, you know, luck in the love department. Mm-hmm. So he really is, you know, wanting to find someone. He wants to find a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, Mike, did that ever happen to you in middle or high school before? You were so shy.
No. I had girls all around me. I was like James Bond back then. Hello, ladies. Of course, I was nervous. I had spots on my face and, you know, ugly hair or whatever. We all did at some time when we were teenagers, right? But I think the important thing is just to be yourself, right? To feel good about the things that you're good at. We all don't look like Justin Bieber or Brad Pitt, right? We're not all handsome and cool. But there's always someone out there who's interesting, and there's always something interesting and good about you.
Mm-hmm.
So don't worry about it too much. It'll happen when it's supposed to happen. Back to Patricia, she says, oh, you're looking for love this year. So she understands his point. If you're looking for love, that means, yeah, you're out there, you're a single person, you're trying to find a nice guy or a nice girl to, you know, go on dates with and stuff like that. So you're looking for love, all right?
Mm.
But sometimes, as the song says, you go looking for love in all the wrong places.
That's very true.
Maybe it's good not to look for love, just wait for love to find you, because I'm sure it will.
Yeah, I definitely think there's someone out there for everyone. So just be patient, you know. Don't be so pushy about it. I think
when
the right time comes, you know, you'll find someone.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see what Brendan says. He says, I feel like a loser.
Aww.
Nobody likes me. Mm. That's not a very good feeling then.
No.
Yeah, because here, loser is our word pair word, and it means someone that is probably not very successful in life or work or relationships, so they feel like they keep losing every single time. It's just like when you're playing, let's say, a sports game. You're playing basketball with, you know, you're on the school team, you're playing with your arch enemy or arch nemesis, and you lose that game. You definitely feel very, like, down and depressed and very sad. So in some ways, Brendan feels like that. He feels like he's always losing in life and he's not really doing a good job.
That's right. When people do get sad about themselves or when they want to be mean to someone, you can use this word just to say, not in a basketball game or in a test, just in life, you're a loser. Well, no, you're not a loser. You might just be having some bad luck and maybe you need to be a little more confident. But as we said earlier, everyone's good at something. Everyone has their gifts and their beauty. So don't worry about it too much. Our example sentence reads, what does it read?
It says, Nick is a loser because he's lazy and never tries hard. Nick is a loser because he's lazy and never tries hard.
Oh, okay.
Right? So, yeah, just always be careful when you use this word because it's not very nice to call other people losers.
No.
It can be very, it can be a really hurtful word. So just be careful when you use this one.
Absolutely. And maybe Nick in our sentence isn't a loser. He just has bad work habits.
Yeah.
I think if he tried harder, then he'd win more, he'd do better, and, you know, he wouldn't feel like a loser possibly. Right. Anyway, let's get back to our story. It's Patricia, and she says, don't be silly. I know a lot of girls interested in you. See, Brendan? Mm-hmm. See? You don't have to wait very long to find out you're wrong. You're not a loser. People do like you. A lot of girls, Patricia says, are interested in you.
Wow.
She calls him silly, right? She says he is silly. That means you're not being smart. You're not thinking seriously. So she thinks, you know, you're joking. You can't be serious. I know a lot of girls interested in you, she says. If something is interested, or if you are interested in something, it means you like something. It attracts your attention. It gets your mind kind of working in a good way, right? It's something you want to learn more about. So we read books about things we're interested in, or watch movies or TV shows about interesting things or things we are interested in, because it kind of, you know, it turns on your brain. It's something you enjoy finding and learning more about. For example, learning about the history of old French buildings really interests me. Learning about the history of old French buildings really interests me.
Does it?
can you see by my face? Old French buildings.
I think you definitely give him a lot of information about old French buildings. I think he will love taking that tour.
That's right? True. That's true. Even I don't know anything about old French buildings, but since they're old and they're French and they're buildings, yeah, it could be interesting to me, but I have to learn more.
Right.
Yes. So if someone is interested in you, what Patricia here means is that girls like you, right?
Yeah.
They're interested. They might be asking Patricia, you know, hey, Brendan, does he have a girlfriend? Is he dating anyone? You know, because they want to know more about him because they think he's a pretty nice guy.
Yeah, so they might also ask, like, what kind of girls he likes.
Yeah, that's right.
So they're hoping that this girl, you know,
Is he going to the dance on Saturday?
Who is he going to the dance with?
But this is all news to Brendan, right?
Right. So he goes, really? Why didn't he tell me sooner? Yeah.
Yeah, he had no idea. Patricia says, I didn't know you felt so troubled about it.
Ah.
So she thought he was quite happy, you know, he wasn't lonely and he had no problems. If you're troubled about something, that means it's giving you worry. It's making you feel nervous and uncomfortable. You might be troubled if someone close to you is sick. You might be troubled if you have a big exam coming up or something like that. You know, it's making you feel nervous and worried. For example, Mason was troubled after his car ran out of gas.
Oh.
Mason was troubled after his car ran out of gas because he's on the highway and he's, you know, far away from any town. Anyway, Brendan says, will you help me out then? So he asked Patricia, will you help me find a girl, find love?
Yes, so Patricia says, of course, it's a new year, so we should have a fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's take a look at our 英文快译通 first and we'll be right back.
Oh, yeah! 大家好，我是Vincent， 欢迎收看英文快译通。假设各位同学，你们今天早上又睡过头了，又赖床了，你妈妈很生气的站在你的床边对你说：“你最好马上给我起来，不然就要迟到了。”请问一下，这句话要怎么翻译呢？别走开哦，答案待会就揭晓。今天要跟大家介绍三个有关建议、劝说以及告诫的用字。 分别是should, ought to 以及 had better 这三个字词翻译成中文都会是应该、理当这类的意思，实在是看不出来有什么差别。但是在英文当中可就有差喽。一般而言 ，should 的语义是最委婉的，它表达出一种在理性的状况之下应该要做什么事情的意思。但如果不这么做，似乎也没有什么严重或者是致命的后果会产生。举例来说 ，You should be more careful about what you say。 you should be more careful about what you say. 你下次讲话的时候应该要多加留意，多加小心。再来，如果 should 用在否定的情况的时候，它有一种在道德上面不应该做什么事情的含义。例如 ，Although you are angry, you should not talk back to your parents. Although you are angry, you should not talk back to your parents. 即使你再怎么生气，也不应该跟父母亲顶嘴。第二个词是 ought to, ought, O-U-G-H-T, 后面加上不定词 to, 是一个固定的用法，不可以分开。Ought to 表达的一种在常理上或者是在理想的状况之下应该怎么怎么样的意思，它的语义会比 should 要来的强烈一些，但是不及 had better。 例如 You ought to see the doctor since you have a high fever. You ought to see the doctor since you have a high fever. 你高烧不退，应该要马上去看个医生才对。在这边跟大家提醒的一点是， ought to 多半被使用在肯定句当中，否定的说法则比较少见。最后一个是 had better， had better 则是三者当中语义最强的，它表达出一种在法律上或在标准规范的最低限度之下应该要做什么事情的意思，有着如果你不比照办理，那么就必须自行承担后面所产生的后果。举例而言， You had better stop smoking or your health will get worse. You had better stop smoking or your health will get worse.你应该要赶快戒烟，不然你的健康状况就会越来越糟糕。此外 had 在这边并不是 have 的过去式，因此如果要使用在否定句的时候，否定词 not 要加在 better 的后面，变成 had better not 而不是 had not better。 又 had 可以跟前面的主词连在一起，变成是 apostrophe d 的形式，因此 you had better you had better not 就可以把它缩写成 you'd better you'd better not。在听完刚刚的讲解之后，大家应该都可以猜得出，你就要赶快给我起床，不然你马上就要迟到了，这句话要怎么翻了吧？ You had better get up right away, or you will be late. 英文快一通，我们下次见咯，拜拜。
All right, so we see here that Brendan's resolutions this year is to find a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And actually...Patricia said that a lot of girls were interested in him, and they actually, a lot of girls liked him. So I guess he's feeling a little bit better now after having a talk with Patricia.
Yeah, it seems like his resolution will not be very difficult for him to, you know, live with, because he already has a bit of a head start, right? There's all these girls out there who love him so much. Well, maybe not, but they're interested in him, and that's a good sign, so...I hope he's been saving his money. He might be going on a lot of dates soon. So we'll have to, you know, take the girls out to a movie or something like that. But for a guy who's been feeling lonely for the past maybe year or a few months, it sounds like it's going to be a pretty good new year for Brendan. So we both hope you all have a great new year. If you have your resolutions, try to stick with them. If you're looking for love, be patient. Love will find you. And for...Everyone out there, no matter what the situation, we hope you have a wonderful 2014, and we'll see you very soon.
Bye.
Bye. Happy New Year.
The singles mixer is going to be fun tonight.
The singles mixer is going to be fun tonight.
Hi, everyone, I'm Jillian. 欢迎来到 A Plus 小聚会。这几天我们介绍了许多不同种类的 party 活动。学到这么多的 party 名词之后，同学们有没有一股冲动，很想赶快办一场派对呢？今天 Jillian 老师还要介绍一种特别为单身男女所举办的派对。我们先听一下今天的句子。The singles mixer is going to be fun tonight. The singles mixer is going to be fun tonight.今晚的单身联谊会将会也很有趣。没错，专门为单身男女所举办的活动就是单身联谊，英文我们称为 singles mixer。singles 这个字在这里是个名词，意思是指未婚的男士或女士。其实这个单字最常使用的情况是当作形容词使用，是单身或未婚的意思。如果你目前没有男朋友或女朋友，你也可以称呼自己I'm single. 而相反的形容词就是 married, M-A-R-R-I-E-D, married. 当然就是已婚的意思咯。而句子中我们在 singles 后面还有看到另一个名词 mixer. 这个字在这里是指联谊会的意思，就是让你在活动当中可以认识他人，并且结交新朋友。所以 singles mixer 合在一起就是指单身男女的联谊咯。最后请同学再复习一次今天的例句。The singles mixer is going to be fun tonight. A Plus 小聚会我们下次见咯。Bye!
The singles mixer is going to be fun tonight.
The singles mixer is going to be fun tonight.
New year, new plan.
There is something, but I'm afraid to talk about it.
I'm your best pal, so don't be shy. I am all ears.
Don't laugh, but...I really want to find a girlfriend.
Oh, you're looking for love this year.
I feel like a loser. Nobody likes me.
Don't be silly. I know a lot of girls interested in you.
Really? Why didn't you tell me sooner?
I didn't know you felt so troubled about it.
Will you help me out then?
Of course.It's a new year, so we should have a fresh start.
Shy. Shy. Frank wasn't shy at all and became friends with everyone at camp. Frank wasn't shy at all and became friends with everyone at camp. Loser.Loser. Nick is a loser because he's lazy and never tries hard. Nick is a loser because he's lazy and never tries hard. Interest. Interest. Learning about the history of the old French buildings really interests me.Learning about the history of the old French buildings really interests me. Troubled. Troubled. Mason was troubled after his car ran out of gas. Mason was troubled after his car ran out of gas.